Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of the Psychosocial Distancing Podcast. I'm one of your hosts, Daniel Chadbourne. With me, as always, is Thomas Brooks.
Hello. Hi.
Hi. How are you doing?
Hi. We're doing good.
You know, it's still cold in New Mexico.
Yeah, a little uncharacteristically.
It's quite frigid. But, you know, perfect time of the year for not working because of external circumstances beyond our control and enjoying our fan interests this week.
Yeah. So in times of uncertainty and stress, what fan interests have you been engaging in that maybe gives you some of this eustress?
I would say, so I'll tell you today, so I canceled my Netflix subscription recently, but I canceled it too late. So I'd paid it the week before and then I canceled the subscription and they're like, we're going to shut it down like a month. And I was like,
yeah.
Cool. And I realized I had not finished The Crown yet.
Oh.
And so I've been blazing my way through The Crown over the last couple weeks before this subscription runs out. And they did just kill Diana today, and before we got on. And so I did experience some of this eustress in the lead up, because you know it's going to happen, because there's no surprises in this show. We all know.
Right.
But she flies into Paris. She's having a hard time with the paparazzi. And I'm like, oh, this is it. They're going to end this episode with her in the tunnel. And they sure did. So I spent a good 50 minutes on the edge of my seat, watching it play out before my eyes. So,
and then once it happens,
and then it happens and you're like, oh, and then you shut it off and then you pick up your fan motivation book and get to reading for the podcast episode and go, oh, I just experienced all of that.
Yeah, for the people listening, eustress is a positive form of stress that stimulates and energizes. So it's kind of that on the edge of your seat, but you enjoy you're either being entertained or you're dealing with an aspect of the story in a safe way. Usually it's tied to sport fans where you're your team is down by a couple of points and you're on the edge of your seat and really excited and cheering them on, even though it's nerve-wracking having to go through that process.
Or when you have your team has the minor lead by a point or two and you're down to the last play, and that can make all the difference, and you're like, oh no, the other team could totally steal this right now.
Yeah, and it even taps into what you're talking about, watching about Princess Diana, that we watch horror movies and we watch these shows that invoke, last episode we talked a little bit about The Office, and it can this secondhand embarrassment. And there are a lot of people who enjoy that, who gain
psychopaths.
it's that Schadenfreude. It's watching other people go through these situations and feeling it, because it's kind of real. The shows are grounded enough. They're not so absurd that they're unrealistic. And so
and
even
I think
when
that's
these the
problem.
Yeah.
It's too real. And then the fourth wall breaking / interview style makes the characters even more real and empathetic. So they're not just bystanders who freaked out at a seagull and fell off of a bridge, right? That you can laugh at. You get just a little bit of glimpse of sentience there, that it just makes it too empathetic, I think.
Yeah. So many people love that show. There's something there. I know, I agree. Mm-hmm. It is I got through the show. I don't know if I'd watch it again. I'd probably watch Parks and Rec again. Like that one, it
Oh, yeah.
borders on the level of absurdity in some points.
Right.
It's almost like a satire of like government, local government, and like they you know, if we were still in this time, they could do one like at a university, and it would like, as long as they satirized it enough, because I definitely could not watch it if it were like The Office, or if it was just a little too real. Like if people weren't just caricatures, like this person is like, no, I've worked with that guy before. This is real.
Right. Is this my university?
Yeah.
That's why I prefer, like, I watched all of 30 Rock because Tina
Yes.
Fey's just a little bit more absurdist. That makes it a little bit more comfortable to watch.
Yeah.
But I will say, we watched when I was visiting my best friend and his wife. They're like major reality TV show fans, and they wanted to watch the reunion episode of Love is Blind. And oh my God, I was up and down and pacing that room back and forth like a border collie that hadn't been taken on a walk. Like, I was tearing up floorboards. I was on the counter. Like, had to constantly go outside, come back, go to the bathroom. Like, you could not have kept me on that couch, like, sitting still. It was the worst thing that I had experienced in a long time.
Cool. So like no eustress, it was just all stress.
It was just stress. They were eustressing it up, but I was just like fully distressed.
Yeah, it is.
In that situation.
Some of that stuff gets too, I mean, it is real. Well, I mean, it's real enough. It's manufactured. Putting
Oh my
it's
goodness.
at
They had
least
a
the people are
whole
real, but they're just in these situations. Yeah.
thing on there where one girl got on her TikTok and was like, because she was the villain of the season, and she was like, "We're putting on a show for y'all. This is entertainment after all. None of this is real, and we're doing the best job out of everybody on this set, blah, 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 because we actually know how to entertain you." And the host went after her about how the love and the connections that are made on this show are real. And they like shamed her in front of everyone and reminded everyone that it was in fact real and that they weren't like paid entertainers.
Sure.
And I was like, this is a psychopath. Anyway. Yep, all that to say, can't do, not eustress enough, but I will fully enjoy the end of a sport game, a sport ball game, and get excited even though I don't know what's going on.
Yeah, I think as long as there's enough disconnect, I think that's part of, like, well, I mean, I guess with like if you're rooting for a team. But I mean, I guess if your team loses, like maybe there is a level of like just distress. Like you don't get that cathartic release because like everything's okay. And maybe that's where like The Office or like some of these reality TV shows where like it's like, oh, this is a little too like I could see this playing out. Like I could see this happening to someone I know, and that's just not good. But
And
yeah,
there's
give
not
me.
really a satisfying conclusion to make you feel good at the end either. Like, nobody felt good at the end of that reunion episode.
Yeah, it
There was
makes me.
no bow they could tie on it that would have like satisfied.
Yeah, it makes me wonder like where we get then to the point of like if we look at all these as sort of like a spectrum, and like so for escape, we have like one end of the spectrum is just like literal physical escape, and the other one is like complete maladaptive immersion in your interest. Like where do we see like you stress at like one end is sort of that positive like edge of my seat, my team wins, I feel really good about it. Even though like my cortisol levels are through the roof. And then maybe the other end is where I'm like, I'm thinking of like the entire like spectrum of like drama YouTube channels, where all they do is talk about drama. And not like, hey, here's this weird thing that's happening on the internet, or like here's just some like here's this person or here's just some like news. It's like let's like break it down and then like speculate, make it worse, and then dog pile on this person because like we've built this thing up as bigger than it probably is. I mean, there's got to be some eustress in that. Like maybe it's partial escape. Like the part there's like a, it's not cognitive dissonance, but like a de-individuation tied to it. You like disconnect yourself from the person that they're talking about. What happens if it is someone you like? Like, hey, I watched that person. Like, your Twitter mobs and your drama lovers who have to like tweet and complain and engage in this sort of never-ending like toxic pool.
I would say that's probably eustressy, right? Like that's a high stress, high reward situation,
Yeah,
right? If the reward is the attention and notifications, right? And likes, then you can engage in this like real risky behavior online that might turn the ire of the masses on you. And get that like thrill, but at the same time, like as you do it, you like continuously get re positively reinforced to that process. Now, the person who like binge watches like drama commentary on YouTube, like I don't know, like that's probably just escapism. Or
Yeah,
like
'cause I mean
low
it's
level eustress, maybe.
yeah, not everyone who's watching that stuff is going out and then like hate posting on Twitter, right? Or Reddit or any of those groups, but like maybe for some of those people who are like maybe for those things that's where like that my team's gonna win. And so like I'm gonna like double down and triple down on this because we're all piling on this person or we're all attacking this person. And it doesn't matter who that person is or what we're actually attacking them for. It's just that like we do it because it like scratches that, like it gets our blood, you know. And then there's probably an escapism level to that. You feel bigger, more important. You escape the mundane and become part of this important movement to spread the word about how bad these people are because they said this thing in 2008.
I have a friend who has come out to us recently as a Redditor. They weren't previously on Reddit whatsoever, but now they're like hook, line, and sinker into Reddit. And their favorite subreddits to follow are snark accounts and like snark subreddits and like hate subreddits, where it's just random people that have an anti-fandom following that love to hate them. And she has no idea who the target is. She just goes in and like just obsessively reads all of the hate on this person. And then she goes, you know what? Yeah, no, this person is actually the worst. And I'm like, damn.
Mean, yeah, I guess in like a mundane world where like, and I mean, maybe this is like the ultimate end to our discussion on escape and novelty. Like in a world where everything is like shades of gray, where like things are complex, like there are very good
And
people and
boring.
there, yeah, and there are very evil people, but like the average person is a little boring.
Boring as shit.
It's so, yeah, like doing that like makes it like, yeah, there's like a fantasy fulfillment.
No, it's a way to like break out of the mundane and the drab of daily life and feel something. Because we're watching. Like I know that's part of like the thing with anime, right? We've talked about anime where like that edge of your seat, like anime is really good at like facilitating either through your like commitment to the protagonist and wanting them to succeed, or through just the most shocking and grotesque and like taboo breaking stuff that you'll ever see on TV that really like literally throws you out of your chair sometimes. And that's like the most you'll feel about anything all week.
Probably explains why we get like riled up about stuff that's like pretty simple. Ooh. Yeah,
So.
we'll stop there before I go too far in my anti-fandom of drama YouTube and hate piling on people. That's my anti-fandom.
People be feeling things.
If people be feeling me. I don't know if I'm gonna name. You know what? That's it. That's the name of this chapter. People be feeling things.
They do indeed.
So,
Although it might be more apt to name next week's episode that.
well, for the listener, you can see what we've decided when you get here. Yeah.
Yeah.
Next chapter is definitely people be feeling things. So, as to not spoil that, this is a good ending point. We'll see everyone in the next episode. We actually won't see anyone in the next episode. We will
No,
let
and you
you
won't see
listen
us
to
either.
us in the next episode. Bye.
Bye.
All right. I'm going to redo the opening so I don't have to do it again, and that way it's not the, I could just record the same opening for next time. I
You
just want
could. We say
to.
the same thing. We don't have any banter. The banter's different.
I'm gonna keep this part in and then put it at the end of next episode. And see if anyone recognize, realizes that we just re-recorded the same thing over again. They'll put it after the ending tune.